Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Forever Dog.
I like having fun. I like to laugh. I like to meet people who can make me laugh. I like having fun. Yes, I like it to laugh.
Good. Hey. Morning. Good morning, everybody. Good afternoon. Good evening, depending on where you are. We are coming to you from the morning time here in Glendale, California. It's Tim Heidecker here, back in America, much to my chagrin, I must say. But no, happy to be home. It is April 13th, and it's a little misty out, a little drizzly, getting some late early spring rain here, a little, not chilly though. Nice little, beautiful out there, actually. Kind of a
happy to be home.
Whoa, we are getting immediate technical difficulties, and I am not surprised, because when I take leave.
What's the diff?
I hear a little delay. Yeah, I don't know where it's coming from. That's cool.
Of course
me,
you don't.
Oh, that's
I'm
me.
Into it.
Oh, Doug.
Doug's new instant drops.
It's been,
It's a little rusty.
It's been a while.
Calm down. Everybody take a
get
chill.
Get that music
peel.
Off.
Oh, my goodness. What is this, 2018? That's a reference to the early days of Office Hours, the show I began. So independently. I had no studios supporting me. I had no corporate sponsors, and I had nothing. I had my wit, my intellect, my gumption, and that's it, folks. And Facebook Live, and Skype. Remember Skype? We all remember Skype. No one uses Skype anymore. Poor Skype. They blew it. Zoom came in, zoomed in.
Discord for a minute, right?
There was a Discord period. We had some assistance from podcast companies that turned out to be fraudulent.
Oh, no, that's yes. One of your earth emotions.
And then, of course, Victor and Doug came in, and then boom. Matt came in, and Wes and boom. Luke and everybody boom. Stepped boom. Up. Boom. But they're not stepping up quite high enough to my level. And if I could turn back time, I would find a way to get on Team Coco, be part of that podcast scene. I want to be on Team Coco. I don't
what
know.
What does Team Coco have then?
I don't know. I'm just riffing, and that's what I do best.
Is that what Conan does now? He's a podcaster?
Yes.
On Team Coco?
He's right there. Every day.
Do you listen to him?
I don't listen to anything except my audiobook on the on the Hitler. The rise and fall of the Third Reich.
You are into Hitler these days.
And my hardcore history and the podcast that lauds the On Cinema world greatly.
On tour, you were so happy to be in the city that at the time you were reading about was taken over by Hitler.
I was not happy.
Fascinated. You're excited about
Amsterdam, yeah. But anyway, let's begin the show. I am happy to be back live here. And thank you to Matt and Doug and Neil Hamburger and Brent Weinbach. And who else?
Laura Weinbach.
And yeah, who? Laura.
Brent's sister, Laura.
Oh, yes.
Lizzie Cooperman.
Everybody who held down the fort.
George Clanton.
George Clanton rocked out.
George Clooney. And and you guys for sticking with us and understanding. By the way, if you're watching this on YouTube, on Tim Heidecker's YouTube channel, it's been a very confusing week for me to understand what's happening. But we are now porting the show to youtube.com/officehourslive. So make sure you just click over there. But of course, your first stop ought to be patreon.com/officehourslive. That's going to have all the info you need. You can support the show and get all sorts of goodies. I'm going to be sending a Halloween candy basket out in the mail to two lucky patrons this weekend. I'm going to go down to the post office and make sure that happens.
Last year's Halloween candy.
Last year's Snickers. But good morning, Doug.
Oh, shoot.
Good. All right. Good morning, Vic.
Good morning.
And why don't we do this, Matt? Why don't we jump? First of all, if you're watching the Instagram live experience this morning,
let's get cracking.
You got the news that we have redesigned the studio. And you might, the beauty of it is you might not even notice. If I didn't say anything, you might have said, just like a regular old Thursday over at the Office Hours HQ. But what we've done, strangely, for reasons that escape me, we have shifted, 15 degrees? What's the...
Maybe 20. 25?
We're now this way. So normally, the shows, I would be here. Beautifully symmetrical with the room. Now I'm this way.
We'll do it live! Fuck it!
But the big reason
you're doing it for the people watching.
Yes,
I mean they're into it.
We have mounted cameras now instead of the big old tripods
that
everyone
Vic
trips
Vision
over.
Mm.
And
Canadian
it's
mounted cameras.
Give them a taste.
Don't expect no kiss from
me. Okay, we're going to Vic Vision right now, live.
This is my view, everybody. Ready? So this is nice.
Okay.
Then I see this, but then. All I have to do is turn left, and what am I seeing? Hey. He's staring at me.
Matt
right
Carlin.
Here. So this is my look. I'll be doing a drop like a...
Oh, what?
Ellen.
All right.
So Matt approves it or not, if it's funny.
Now, we've done these shows before. This is another guest-free Office Hours experience. So don't expect fucking Robert Downey Jr. to walk in here. Or... Eric Bana,
don't
who played.
Don't expect no kiss from me, liver Hulk. Lips.
Right? Eric Bana. Or, you know, fucking whoever.
Hey,
REM.
Guys, Jeremy Renner.
Imagine us getting
this
REM
in here. This is a twist I did not expect.
Michael Stipe.
Michael Stipe.
Oh, that'd be a get.
I just started following him on Instagram.
I noticed that.
You noticed that?
Because like, I follow him, but no.
But you go to his
no,
and
like
check who he's following?
No, he was posting something. It was one of his close-up selfies again. I think he liked it.
I love Michael Stipe. I love REM.
He does close-up selfies?
He does close-up selfies?
There's a lot of those in there.
What a pure person, I think. Pure. That's what I look for in people. Purity.
What a pure narcissist with his close-up selfies.
But today is about us. It's about reunions. It's about sharing tales from the road, catching up.
This fucking guy is insane, yo.
Let's take a Zoomer to welcome and just say, hey, because it's about you two. It's about you two, the band.
J-Joint. You look like a stout fellow.
Hey, can you hear me?
Very clear.
Oh, great. I have a story, Tim. I don't expect you to believe it, but it's true.
Alrighty.
Can I get our friend up here on my monitor?
And I'm not going to sue you, so don't worry. It was a badge of honor. Tim and Eric tour, I think it was 2019. You're in Washington, D.C. I was in the front row.
That would have been 2020, friend.
2020. I was in the front row, and you jumped off the stage to yell at someone for filming, and you straddled me like
nice.
A stripper. It was amazing.
Gave you a little lap dance?
You also stepped on my foot. And a couple of weeks later, after some reoccurring pain, I found out my pinky toe had a hairline fracture in it. Thank you for that. It was amazing.
Well, there's nothing you could do about a little pinky break. I mean, I used to get those all the time as a kid. I'd be walking around. Walk right into
but
the
also,
door.
But also, I would say for you and Vic, I was at the Washington, D.C. concert.
Yes.
Teams, and we rushed the stage. And I don't know if you remember that.
Yeah.
And we all danced for hours. It was amazing. And
there was something happening.
That night.
It's crazy. That night was something weird was going on because, first of all, I might have told this story, but we didn't know this venue is a new venue. We walked in and we're like, this is kind of neat. It's kind of weird. It's kind of new. it turns out it was a church. It was like one of these like Pastor Prophet Charlie Shamp kind of churches, like young, new, hip church.
And also,
like,
his book was everywhere.
Yeah, not
I didn't see any Bibles, but
this guy had all these religious books everywhere. Yeah. So it was this weird, but it was a nice room.
That happened because sitting there in a concert in your seat is the worst. So I was glad everybody ran up there. Yeah. We ran up.
And that night, for some reason, the power of my music, the power of God was in the room, which is also synonymous with my music. Excuse me. When people talk about the power of God, they're also talking about the power of my music. You understand? These are synonymous. But yeah, everyone came rush, and I want more people to do that when we tour the United States. When we tour the United States again this summer, which is the big news. Tim Heidecker's The Two Tims returns to America, hitting all the cities.
I'll be there.
Where are you going to go? Did you look at the dates?
I think I saw Philly, so we'll probably take the train.
Well, you saw the wrong, because we're not going to Philly.
Oh, no.
But New Jersey.
Maybe. Oh, you're not coming to D.C., so I know there's a couple spots around that I was thinking about going.
Let me get this straight. This is important. You saw the show last year, and you want to come again.
Yes.
You were satisfied.
It was awesome. I mean, the stand-up comedy was great, but the music was much better.
There we go.
I mean, the comedy's terrible. Jesus. That's just bad. That's a great fucking record.
Nobody fucks with the Jesus.
This is what I want to make a point about. Vic, let me know if I'm wrong.
I can correct you if I have to.
I have received zero complaints about the show.
That's right.
Does anyone come to you and say, I was kind of disappointed. I was expecting something else.
I've only heard the opposite, I have to say.
It's a complaint-free show.
Either they're being very nice, or they would hear.
It would immediately if there was dissatisfaction with the show. I would get it in a second.
Where?
On Twitter, on
messages. The room would empty out. People would just leave. There are no empty rooms.
But
I've taken my wife to a couple Tim and Eric tour shows, and she doesn't get it. So she's like, I mean, yeah, I guess it was funny, but she went to that with me, and she had a blast.
She walks away.
Let's clip that out and start using local television advertising dollars to get the message out. I had a woman in flying from Copenhagen to Amsterdam, sitting next to this lovely woman. I can't tell you what her age is, but let me just say this. She had a 19-year-old daughter sitting behind her. So unless, you know, she was in her mid-50s or 60 or something. And we got to talking. Of course, I'm very cordial. I'm not one of these guys that just shuts down on a plane. I engage. I love Batman. That's what I start with. I'm sitting next to people.
So you'll come back from first class back to coach?
No, I was coaching it all the way, Doug.
He coached it.
I sat next to this woman. And that's the first thing I say, I love Batman. And sometimes they shut me down. Yeah. Sometimes they smile and nod and then go back to their book. But in this case, she engaged. And, you know, these fucking, I'm going to give you a kiss after swallowing you.
Just let it slide down your throat.
All right. These Scandinavians couldn't be nicer people. They have this kind of very healthy confidence about themselves. You know what I mean, Vic?
I do.
Very like, we are very rich people as a nation. We are very happy. and there's no problems. Yeah. So,
and I think they can afford to be overly like honest about things too.
Anyways, this woman was curious about what we were all doing, and I was telling her about the show. And I, you know, this is not your typical Tim head sitting next to me. This is a serious woman.
Sucky, lovey.
I said, we're playing at this place in Amsterdam, and and she said, I'd love to see it. I'd love to take my daughter to this show.
She didn't sound like that.
In my head, she did. and I go, well, of course, what's your name? I'll put you on the list. Bing, bang, boom. Again, knowing that, is she going to be turned off by the whole thing? I did prep her. I said, listen, the first half, the stand-up character is intentionally bad.
It's nuts.
That's the joke. He goes, okay, I understand now. So she showed up with her daughter, and by all accounts, I didn't get to talk to her, by all accounts, she was there the whole show. And according to my tour manager, JP, had a wonderful time. So bring your moms.
That's been
and my greatest satisfaction, and I'll move on. My greatest satisfaction is when I see somebody a little bit on the older side at the show.
That's being honest and humble, and that's how you're supposed to be as an adult man.
Because what I realized, it clicked with me. Let's say you're a boomer. You're in your 60s or something. Where is it written that you can't have a good time, that you can't enjoy something a little outside the mainstream? Where is it written that you lost your sense of humor when you turned 60? Who's dictating that? Because frankly, those folks, the boomers that we all like to pile on, these folks grew up with Andy Kaufman. They grew up with Monty Python. They grew up with the Unknown Comic and Gallagher. Hallelujah. These people get it. And they love rock and roll. So bring your dad and bring your mom. All right. Thank you for the call. Let's do the city of the day.
Hallelujah. The city of the day.
What a transition we are getting. We're back at it.
Here we go.
Ain't no question about that. Now the city of the day, folks. Shit. Here we go. The city of the day. See, now, Wes, now because of the new orientation, I'm looking all the way over here, which is very unprofessional. And as the corporate world peeks in on the masterful work we do on this show, and they think about me for doing term life insurance commercials or mattress commercials or whatever it may be, or Dunkin' Donuts, whoever's watching, they're going to go, hey, I was all on board with this guy, but now what's this about? How's that going to play? So we'll need to get to the bottom of that and fix that immediately for next week. And Wes, we can meet on that privately.
Hi, this is DJ Doug Pound in your mix to let you know that you can eat stress-free this spring with Factor's Delicious Meals. Factor is fresh and never frozen, chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. You can choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, Veggie, or most importantly, Vegan. Of course, I signed up for Vegan, and it was great. My favorites were the 3-bean chili and the tangy citrus tofu bowl. It's fast, easy, and delicious. I also like getting extra pep in my step with their wellness shots. The apple, lemon, ginger, cayenne. Oh, baby, that's a good spice right there. When you don't have time to cook or you just don't feel like it, Factor eliminates all the hassles of prepping, cooking, and cleaning up. So discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long. What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals. Head to factormeals.com/officehours50 and use code officehours50 to get 50% off your first box, plus 20% off your next box. That's code officehours50 at factormeals.com/officehours50 to get 50% off your first box, plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
Acknowledgement, please. He's out. He's already.
Wes usually takes a break during the show. He goes and goes to the coffee shop and comes back. He just starts the gets it running and then he
the city of the day is sponsored by. No, I'm gonna try to do it like this. Doug, how does this look?
Wait, I gotta see are your eyes over to the side?
Yeah.
I can't see. Yeah. Yeah. Just look over to the side because you're gonna be in a little window in the corner anyway.
Hey, City of the Day is sponsored by Dipsticks. Book. Can we skip this? City of the Day is sponsored by Dipsticks Booger Shed. Are you a grody toad man who likes boogers? Does normal society reject you because of your stinky stench or poor hygiene? Well, now you can let your freak flag fly at Dipsticks Booger Shed. Dipsticks has all the crusty stuff that a toilet boy needs. Jars of mold, booger bags, diaper tape, butt diggers, horse butter, wimp whistles, syrups, and cheese chuggers. Not only does Dipsticks offer great products, they also host workshops and events such as Toenail Tuesdays, Wiping Wednesdays, and the Wet Skidmark Contest hosted by Uncle Cornballs. Cornboils?
Cornboils.
Dipsticks was founded in 191.
Wait, what?
I like that. No one ever thinks about the 100s. Dipsticks was founded, that might be a typo, but I'm going with it. Dipsticks was founded in 191 by Denny Dipstick, and it's been proudly been in business for almost 2,000 years. Or more than, what is the math on that, man? 191 was how many years?
We're 2023. Yeah, we're almost at 2,000 years. But
1900.
Not, yes. So long ago.
Yeah, it's 2000.
1900. Well, it was founded
by 2000. By Denny Dipstick and has been proudly serving the slob community ever since. Good news. Show us your warts and get a free half gallon of the new zit-flavored clown pop all week only. All week only. At Dipsticks, located behind Donkey Hair House off of I-83 in Westmont. Dipsticks, Booger Shed, what's in your diaper?
Dip,
all right.
Dip, 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 dip sticks.
All right, Rat, what is the... Wat. Hey, Wat, what's the city of the day, Wat?
Nice one.
Dip, dip, dip.
Hello.
Grant. Oh. Remix?
Hello, hello. Goa, hello. India.
Grant.
Is the city of the day.
Grant? What is? What's up, Grant?
It's what?
Hello. Can you... Wait, could you hear me?
Say it again. I can now, but just say it again.
Okay, sorry. Goa, India is the city of the day.
Are you in a bathhouse?
I am. Well, I'm in a pool that's like what? Right next to a...
Are you at the Taj
like
Mahal?
Like in a villa.
Ooh. Oh.
Wow, that so you're,
that's,
you're,
yeah.
you're calling in from India.
Yes, I
oh,
am.
Oh, man.
What are you doing over there?
Wow.
I'm in an MBA program and I'm doing my
what are you, a basketball player?
Yeah, you're looking
no, this is Grant Hallmark. This is the
like MBA as in like master's.
Yes,
of business.
I know.
Yeah, we know.
I'm just kidding.
Yes, okay, thank
I'm
you.
Trying to keep the show light. I don't know if you're
okay. Right. Pay. All right.
So India, you're doing an MBA, studying in India, learning Indian business.
Yes.
What have you learned about Indian business?
Where to go with it?
How's Modi doing? How's Modi? This guy's a rat, right? He's a complete autocrat.
Yeah, he's no good. There's most of the good thinking people here don't like him. This is where I'm at right now. Goa is where most of the cashews in the world come from.
Yeah. I love a cashew. It's got a little sweetness to it.
Mm. That's my favorite nut. I got to admit.
And, Did you know that a cashew also has a fruit at the the end of it?
Oh, yeah. Is that is the fruit edible? I thought the cashew was the fruit.
And they make like liquor and milk and stuff like that, like from the fruit.
What's the name of it? Cashew fruit? Is that really? Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. I had no
idea.
Cashew
fruit. Or actually they call it a cashew apple.
Interesting.
Mm. Now we know.
Yeah.
So how long are you gonna be over there?
So we're in the second half of the trip, so we will leave in like 4 days. So we'll get back in like Monday morning.
Okay. Oh, let me put that in my calendar. Speaking of that, speaking of jet lag, which you're going to be receiving soon, how are you doing, Vic?
Oh, I'm pretty rough.
Yeah.
I want to see Grant jump in the pool real quick before he leaves.
I can jump in the pool.
All right, let's do it.
I put on my shirt because Matt was so disturbed that I had my shirt off earlier.
Matt is a thing for chess.
I'll do it right now.
Not a fan.
Well, I know it offends.
Let me go like this.
Here we go.
Take your shirt off. Jump in.
Whatever you want to do.
Here we go. Here we go. Jump, jump, jump. Can't see shit. Bum, ba, bum.
There we go.
All right. We got a wet one. Oh my God, look how wet you are. Folks, if you're listening on the podcast, join us on YouTube
to
catch a very wet man. And that guy's sopping wet now. Look at that. He's got his laptop just right there at the poolside. Did you get any splash on that top?
Thank you, Tim.
I got some splash on the top.
Yeah.
I'm a hairy guy.
All right. Well, we better say goodbye before I start whacking it.
Oh, hey, listen, I did want to say one thing to you. I wanted to pay you a compliment. And actually, like, for all of you guys. So my little brother just moved in with me. And we've been, like, talking about music and all of that.
Give him a break.
So it's a weed whacker.
For what?
For whacking. You said I got to start whacking.
That's terrible instinct. Sorry. Start again. You're about to say something
beautiful.
Your brother.
Go ahead.
Yes. So it reminded me of the fact that, like, growing up, you pass music down and you pass your interests down to your right. Exactly. And as I have grown older, I've realized, like, I really don't, like, I don't get any of that anymore from, like, friends or whatever. Like, you kind of go out into the world and do your own thing. And OHL and Tim and Vic is where I'm getting it.
Not Doug, but yes, I agree. No, that's what I've always wanted to do.
Right on, brothers.
You know, you might not like everything I have an outlet to share my feelings about everything, including what I'm into, what I like, what I recommend. And it is a community. And the audience watching now understands that more than anyone.
I love talking about bowel movements.
Well, thank you for that, friend. And listen, we'll keep doing it. We'll keep providing that information for you.
Thank you, Tim.
Now,
thank you, Grant.
I just want to explain quickly my return travel and complain about it. we got back I got through it, but I'm still going through it.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't make any sense.
When'd you come back?
Here's the deal. Quickly, got back Friday afternoon. By the time I get home, it's about 5 p.m. last Friday. It was a long day of travel. It was fun, but I didn't do a lot. I didn't sleep.
Where'd you fly back from?
Amsterdam. 10.5 hours.
Yeah.
Nonstop?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I think we stopped a few times. I mean, to fuel up.
A few times.
Stopped to go pee. There's no bathrooms on these planes anymore.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody gets off. Yeah. The toilet gets back on. It's a nightmare.
You know what I saw?
You stop for a toilet break and then get back in the sky.
It was cool. I saw one of the flight attendants pop into this door and then climb upstairs. There's like a break room up there, and they're just hanging out up
there. Dreamliners.
Yeah, I want to get up there.
Well, anyway, so I get back at 5. Happy to be home and see the kids and my wife, but I'm a little dazed, you know.
5.
I push through. I stay up because, you know, the thing is you don't want to just go right to sleep at 5 o'clock in the afternoon. Then you're
5.
Waking up at 1 in the morning. Thank you.
1.
All right. Not helping. Next morning, I have agreed to this, so it's no surprise, but next morning, we're up. I'm up early anyways. But
what time?
Well, I probably was getting up throughout the night at different, you know, four.
1, 2.
But around 6 o'clock, I kind of get up. And
5.
Come on, man. It's not very amusing to me. and the plan is we go to Palm Springs, 7 a.m., 7:30, whatever, to go to my mom's place for the Easter weekend with my sister and her kid and her husband, my brother-in-law. So that was an intense energy shift, the likes of which I've never experienced. Still in a fog of jet lag, coming from the road and suddenly finding myself sitting at my mom's house, giving her advice on the ham. The temperature levels of the ham, and it was tough. It was
hello, just, food fans.
I couldn't have been fun to be around. Let me just say that, Doug. I could not have been fun to be around that day.
Did you find any eggs?
I don't remember that.
Did you hide any eggs?
No. All right, let's take another call.
We did the eggs.
Rosie ate an entire hard-boiled egg that was dyed. the shell and all. Yeah. Sick.
Do you want to share your Rosie tale from the road? Was that public
knowledge? Yeah. I didn't bring her along today, but yeah, it was at Glasgow, right?
No.
Where the hell was it?
It was
you brought Rosie
Oslo.
No, it was Oslo. It was Oslo. Yeah.
Walk me through what happened, because we had another Rosie. Strap in for this one, gang.
Right, because, I'm in Oslo, and I get this call from my babysitter, Sam.
This is before before my Q&A, so it's like...
Yeah, it's like coming up to the showtime. I would have, I'm getting ready. Tim's about to get on there and everything, getting in the mindset. And then I get a call from my babysitter, who was watching Rosie while my kids and wife were on a little trip, so they weren't allowed to bring Rosie, so Sam watched Rosie. So I got this call. It's hard to talk with the drops going.
Oh, really?
I did one drop.
Wait, what?
You can't blame me.
It's hard. What?
I did no drops. I did one.
What did you say?
I like food.
It's tough.
Yeah, it is.
Great American food.
It sure is. So please continue.
All right.
Doug, up you go.
Look at this. I'm taking this. You can do all the drops you want.
Because people love Rosie and they want to hear about this.
Yeah. Rosie apparently got loose again. There, she's in Koreatown at Sam's. She just darted out the door. Mm. Sam might go looking for her. No idea where she is, And then finally, he calls me. I'm like, I'm in, Oslo. I don't know what the hell I'm going
to
do.
Vic comes into the room, reports the news to everybody. I'm like, oh, Jesus.
I know. I know,
but you were good about it.
I kept it for an hour, to myself,
But you did, you said, listen, guys, I got,
yeah, well, you're like, what's going on? Somebody asked me because they could tell. And then, so time goes on. As we're about to get on stage, I get a call from a random number. It's like, do you have a little white dog? And I'm like, yes. I do. And she's like, well, she hopped on a city bus and is headed downtown. So she saw an opening on a bus, hopped on, and traveled a few blocks. And then someone finally figured out that she's lost.
Yeah.
And called me. And then, it happened. And then they posted it on whatever, everything, online. And, dog gets on bus, refuses to leave and all this stuff,
That was a story?
That was a story.
A news story?
Yeah, it was on Reddit or something like that. Yeah. But then, she got back. And then a cop picked her up and
shot
her over. Shot her. Yeah. Threw her under the bus. And
tased her.
But anyway, well,
we support our police. The LAPD is one of the finest organizations.
That's right.
But in this case, more helicopters.
Let's get some more of those out there.
Oh, right. So then, I went down thinking Vic's going to be a mess the rest of the tour, and then came back from the Q&A, and all was well.
All fine. So thank you, God.
Until another day when Rosie eventually leaves.
Exactly. And never comes back.
Now, Matt, can I please have another Zoomer? Or a hotliner.
Absolutely. We got Phil
Braun.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
I don't know if I have the patience for Phil, but let's see where this goes.
Hi, Phil.
Hey, good to see you guys. Welcome back, everybody.
Hi, Phil.
Hi, Phil.
Didn't know you guys were gone, so...
you didn't hear the word? That...
I never heard a thing about it, so pretty cool, and... but now that I know that, I got some interesting news recently because I guess you guys went to England over there. Did you go see any of the famous Beatles sites and things while you were there?
Well, we were in Liverpool for a day and went down to where the cavern was cavern is, and that's really all there is. I mean, we could have done a more extended tour of Strawberry Fields and Penny Lane, but we just we took the Mercy ferry. That was nice. It was a nice.
Oh yeah, that was cool. We saw some Beatles statues.
Yeah, saw the Beatles statue.
Well, it's funny. You remember the Beatles lost recordings that I had found about a year or two ago? I don't remember how long ago it was.
Breaking news in the Beatle world.
Right. Well, it turns out I turned the tape over to the other side, and there was actually more.
You didn't flip the tape the first time?
Yeah, I flipped the tape, and there was some stuff about, I guess, when they were at Abbey Road recording that album.
Uh-huh.
And I could play some of that.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. Play it. Yeah, I mean.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. Hang on. Let me get my my tape out.
Hey, Paul, who's that over there?
Boy, that's Alan Parsons. He's our assistant engineer.
Mm-hmm.
I guess you could say he's working on kind of an Alan Parsons project, wouldn't you?
Well, that's a little weird because he was, it sounds like, if the chronology is correct, that he was working on a Beatles project.
Alan Parsons was the assistant engineer, yeah. It turns out.
Right, so I don't know why Paul or John
making the joke about his band, which probably wasn't even out by then?
Well, that's the question I have, is why...
Or was that the genesis of what he called his band that name?
Thank you, John.
Yeah. Why
he must have overheard that and named his band the Alan Parsons Project, is what I would guess is what happened after that.
But it was a Beatles project he was working on, so I'm not sure I understand why John or Paul would have made that remark. But anyway, any other?
Well, it's for history to know. I don't know. Yeah, I got a couple other clips that I pulled out from that tape, too.
Hey, John, why don't we make Abbey Road kind of like a prog rock sounding album? You know, like that band Rush? I kind of like that Geddy Lee, you know.
Yeah.
Put some synthesizers in it.
Yeah.
John clearly agreed.
Yeah,
he liked the idea.
No,
like a Rush.
Yeah, when did Rush form?
They must have been around during the time of the recordings. When was it? 669 or so? I'm sure they. I'm sure they were a band. Yeah. Here's a.
Hey, Paul, we're about to cross over Abbey Road. You better put your shoes on. It's rather hot out there. The asphalt might burn you.
Well, I don't mind being barefoot. I don't care if it's hot or it burns my feet.
What about Linda? She's going to burn her foot.
She'll be just fine, John. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, but I don't want her hopping around complaining about her burned foot.
Wow.
Oh, and then the conversation ends.
Yeah, the conversation just kind of stopped because, you know, they weren't getting along very well at the time.
I know.
So I'm sure there are conversations. And in fact, this is the most, maybe the speaking of their problems, this clip here, the most interesting one of all.
Well, they've all been interesting.
Hey, George, you know, Paul's getting kind of difficult lately. Won't play on many of me. Especially doesn't like Maxwell Silver Hammer. I'm thinking maybe you get underneath his car and cut his brake lines. Think him and Yoko have a car crash or something.
What? That's interesting. Yeah, George. Why would George and Yoko be in a car together?
No, he told George to get under his car, John's car.
Oh.
And they did. John and Yoko did subsequently have a car crash.
That is true. Yes, there was a car crash up in Scotland, I believe.
So that news never ever came out, which is really
shocking. We don't have evidence that they actually went through with that plan. We just have this tape that.
Well, there's new evidence that they caused that crash, apparently.
Yeah, no. That's
okay.
The statute of limitations.
I think they did.
Probably.
Well, George is dead.
Well, yeah, John's dead, and so the main characters are not around to be prosecuted.
Yeah, you can't arrest dead people.
All right, true. Well, thank you for this exclusive. I'll get Mark Lewison to call in to confirm. He's the Beatles scholar.
Absolutely.
And,
good talking to you guys, and you know, I'm working on a new novel too, so that's going to be coming out down the road.
All right, thanks, Bill.
You're welcome. It's going to be a sequel to Tom Sawyer, and looking forward to you guys seeing that. So
isn't that Huckleberry Finn, or is that a different? It's not really a sequel, is it? What's the chronology?
Wait, you mean the Rush song Tom Sawyer or the book?
No, the Mark Twain novel Tom Sawyer. I'm doing.
Do you like that book? Because it's like a Rush song, or what came first?
I don't know. Probably where I got the idea, but my book's going to be called Tim Sawyer. It's about his cousin.
All right, looking forward to reading it.
Okay.
Yeah.
By the way, thank you, Phil.
You're welcome.
We'll look forward to hearing about more about that book and if and when it will be published.
Yeah, will that book be turned into a moving picture?
By the way, I got Vic. Well,
when is that coming out? 2112.
Vic had a real wonderful experience in London where he got to meet one of his heroes, Robert Popper, friend of the show, Robert Popper.
Very down to earth dude.
Oh, he was a nice sweetheart, guy. Man. I love Robert so much. But then Robert and I were talking, and he goes, "I got this book. I got to send you this book. I didn't bring it down here,
Robert."
I don't know if I should even. I don't know if he wants me to read any of it or talk about it, but just to wet your whistle, this book, one of these like self-published people, you know, like they kind of went out and wrote a book and put it on Amazon and published it. He's like, get ready for the, you know, the worst, most insane book you've ever read by a mile. And it delivers. I'll bring it down after the show.
Yeah,
bring it. It is, it's like, it's every page you feel like you're having a stroke reading it. Like, sorry, Phil. But like the tense changes. Like you go from past tense to present tense. Like one of those books where he doesn't have that much of a story, so it's filled with garbage details that
hearsay.
Every page you could pick out and just bask in the badness. But thank you, Robert, for sending me that. And all right. What else? Oh, we want to do Doug's new game?
Well, yeah, we could do my game. It's kind of similar to Phil's. Well, not really, but since we're playing audio clips, I have a little game we can play.
Do we want to let a listener play along?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, because you might... Basically, it's...
Anybody on the hotline?
Here's the game. It's called Name That Croon. It's kind of like Name That Tune, but I have a cappella tracks. One of them is not a an a cappella because it didn't exist, but
It's okay.
I'll play
Wait, hold on. Let's get a contestant.
Let's get it. Yeah, Lila, were you raising your hand before? You want to play?
Huh?
Yeah. All right. Lila's
In.
Lila's in.
Oh, little Lila.
Oh.
Little Liza Jane.
Tim, can you do a little can you sing a little jingle for Name That Croon?
Name that croon. I want you to name that croon. Yes, it's so close to Name That Tune. We want you to name that croon.
Okay, I'll start
totally
off by
improvised.
I'll start off by playing like 1 second, maybe.
And then shout
if you can't get it,
wait. Let's say hi
I don't
to
hear.
Our
I don't see the guest. Yeah, I don't hear the guest either.
Listen.
There we go.
Hello, Lila. Lila, how you doing? You all right?
Oh, well. I'm doing all right, Tim. Yeah, thanks.
Where are you from?
I'm from Massachusetts.
Oh yeah, fucking Massachusetts. Oh.
It looks like you're in the album cover for album Skip Spence's album Ore.
Okay, well, I don't get that fucking record-ass reference.
You sit in front of the table, right?
She's from
What's
the
that
New
BG
England.
Song, Massachusetts?
And all the lights went down in Massachusetts.
Tim, you know, I was actually on Tim and Eric Night Live back in the day, and you thought I was a boy.
You were?
Yes, because there were so many gentlemen calling into the show at that time, I think. It was expected, but now I love to see the diversity on the show over the years.
Did we have call-ins on that show?
You did. You had Skype call-ins.
Skype?
And you were like, oh, hello, young man. You've also met my sister and done an interview with her. So we're a family affair over here.
Who's that?
My sister's name is Ricky. You did an interview for Fader Magazine with her a long time ago, and we told you then that we had chatted, and you went, oh, your parents must be very proud.
Oh, yeah. Well, you must have been quite young during that Tim and Eric Night Live segment.
Oh, I was a little, I don't know, early 20s?
And look at this. You know, the years go by, and the fans stick with me, and are just, it's nice to see everybody over all these years.
The days go on.
Absolutely. Grown up with you, Tim. Grown up with you, and we love you.
By the way, let me just take an... Lila, thank you, Lila. Let me just take a second, and since we were talking about Massachusetts by the Bee Gees, there's this clip that has been going around of the Bee Gees doing it on the Johnny Carson show. Have you ever seen that? Matt, it might be worth looking it up. Because That might be my favorite Bee Gees song, to be honest with you. So pretty. And I'm not a really big Bee Gees fan. So let's just get that out of the way.
Wait, what's this? Bee Gees on Carson?
Yeah, doing Massachusetts.
Oh, doing this. That's a ding fest, but we could play a second.
Oh, okay. Well, you can almost do it without the sound, because what's funny about it, or fascinating about it, is the third brother. What's the third brother's name?
Maurice.
He doesn't have much to do during, because Barry's playing the guitar. Third one. Who's the third one?
Shemp.
Robin. Maurice, and Shemp.
Yeah, the guy on the left. That's his song, right? Yeah, don't even play the sound, because what happens is Maurice doesn't know what to do. Maurice doesn't know what to do, and so he makes this decision to do a bit.
Oh, no.
And because he only comes in during the chorus for a nice, beautiful three-part harmony. And he gets bored, and he sabotages everything for the band, for the brothers. So right now he's fine, but if you scroll through, he starts doing this like fake yawning and looking at his watch.
He looks like he's up to something.
And he thinks he's being really funny, but it's a dick move by Maurice.
Maurice. Come on, Maurice.
Look at it. He's like, I don't know what to do. Look, there it is. Fuck you. How about you just let the song be what it is? And it's okay.
Oh, look, he's singing there.
Yeah. Yeah, he sings, and then his joke is like, once he's done singing the chorus, he goes back to being bored and waiting for... Yep, there he goes. Fuck you.
Wait, it's his song? Did you say he wrote it?
No. I don't know. Barry Gibb probably wrote it. But look at... And he's looking at his brother, and I just feel bad for Robin, because he's like, you know what, man? I'm on The Tonight Show.
Yeah.
The fucking watch. And it's not funny. It's not fun.
Well, he's sitting there like a jackass. What's he supposed to do, though?
Well, just chill. Like, don't do a fake yawn, Maurice. You cunt. How about you let your brother just have a beautiful moment on national television? Lila. Look, he's looking over to Johnny. And no one's helping him out. No one's, like, enjoying the bit.
Even he's not that sold on it.
All right, thank you. That bugged the shit out of me. Lila, what's your thoughts on that? Lila, you're muted. You're muted. I was hoping to get first reaction, so now it's going to be stunted.
All right, I'm fucked. Insane cackling in binaural audio. I'm losing my goddamn mind. Yeah. Oh, it feels good.
Look at her. No.
Is that mine?
Are you on Team Robin?
Mine's not going anymore. I'm out.
Are you on Team Robin or are you on Team Maurice?
Oh, my.
I'm on Team
You have a delay
Maurice.
Going forever. You
You're on Team Maurice. You think that was a funny bit? You think that was appropriate?
Yeah, I do. I like funny bits. I like to have fun.
I like funny bits, too. That's not a good example of a funny bit. That's disrespectful to Robin Gibb.
Well, Tim, when it comes to candy, I bet your Team Maurice is pieces.
Ooh. That's true. All right, let's play this goddamn game.
Let's croons, goons.
People, look at Lila. She's a great guest.
She's ready, yeah.
Thanks, I'm ready.
I like her impression of our...
I know. That's what everyone's doing.
That's really funny. Okay, listen up, guys. I'll play a second of a song.
Right. Let's not keep misgendering Lila 20 years later.
We just shout it out.
Yeah, man, come on.
We know it, right? Just shout it out loud, right?
When the lights we'll just shout it out.
But I bet Lila might be on a kind of a delay, so I don't know. All right, here we go. First one.
Oh, no, that's all right.
First croon.
Living in a Land Down Under.
Yes.
Nope.
It's not. Oh.
Living in.
Okay, listen up. Here we go.
Oh.
Baby. Baby. Fix on it.
Baby. Baby. Baby.
Hall & Oates.
Oh, no, it's Seal. It's Seal.
Vic got
Seal.
Okay.
Kiss,
Vic got
kiss.
It.
Baby.
I can pay you to a kiss.
Okay, 1 point for the artist, 2 points for the title, but Layla got the title.
Shit.
So they split.
Maybe she gets 1 point.
I like this game, yeah. You need extra points if you want.
What's okay, the gray? I've always wondered.
It's by a dove on the gray.
Here we go.
So.
Oh.
Wow.
So.
Some of these aren't exactly in your wheelhouse, like, you know, right. Seals probably not, but.
One more time.
So.
I'd go longer if you can't get it. I'll go longer.
Just slightly longer.
So slightly longer?
Oh, stop, Lila. Stop. You just.
So messed up.
Oh, I don't know that.
Mick.
No. Oh, I know this one.
Matt, you're not playing.
So messed up. I want you here.
Oh, it's Iggy Pop. Oh, yeah, Pop, I want to be your dog. Yeah.
Okay, Vic got it.
Well, he got the artist not right, though.
Oh, it's the Stooges. Okay.
Well, we'll have to give it to him. All He's right. the singer of it, I guess.
Hey, I'm a victim of circumstance.
3 points for Vic total.
Here's a backwards one, because it might be too simple to get it forwards.
Oh, I'm the Eggman.
Nope.
Bob Dylan.
Yep.
Oh, shit.
Bob Dylan, yeah.
It's can I hear it again? I'll tell you what it is.
Oh, I got you. I got you, Bob Dylan.
It's the one with the cards.
Wait. One more time.
16th Street Breakdown, or what the hell's the name of them?
Is it Masters of War?
I'll play it. I'll play one. The one okay. with, no, I'll forward. Ready? Okay.
Once upon a time, you dressed so fine, threw the bumps of dime in your prime like a rolling stone.
Okay, Tim got it.
Nicely done.
Oh, I got a great
Tim,
funny
Tim, you probably wrote that song, didn't you?
I got a great funny little
Lila,
clip.
What kind of music do you like? What genre?
Ah, oh, come on. I like it all. I'm a fan of music. I like it all.
Okay.
I don't know. What do you say to that, Doug? Well, it's a hard question.
Well, I'm trying to. I have a lot here. I could give you something to give you a point.
Oh, no. I want to play. I want to play. I want to try and croon with the goon.
All right, one more guess. I mean, one more. Two more of these, please.
I got a lot of these.
YMCA.
Backstreet Boys. I Want It That Way.
Yeah, you got it.
Wow. Oh wow.
Okay,
wow.
Let's. No, there's a couple interesting ones here. Check this one out. There's a way.
That's Space Hog. In the meantime.
No.
Love me. I feel
right now. Oh, is it Soundgarden?
Oh.
I'll give you a hint. Massachusetts.
Green Day?
It's Pixies. Way I feel right it's Pixies. Now. Oh, no, it's, the hell's the name of it? Jay Dinosaur Jr.
Jay right? Maskus. He's Jay my neighbor.
You got it.
Your neighbor?
Oh,
can
I know
you go
where,
ask him
then I know where you
it?
Live.
Lila?
Did Lila? I know,
you know
exactly
where, I'm
where
at.
You live.
Wow.
Amherst. There's a
way I feel Western right Mass, there it baby. Is. Yep.
Doug, did that point 2 points to Lila? Is that did she get that or did Vic?
Vic got
no,
it.
No, well, I didn't get
it. Split it. I didn't get the name of the song.
I have an aptitude for music.
Okay, how about this one? This was kind of different.
It was 20 years ago today.
Oh, Bill Cosby, Sergeant Pepper. That's awesome.
Right away.
He's also my neighbor. He lives out here.
No. Oh, no, Matt. Way. I'm gonna send you something, Matt. That's from
his.
It's kind of old news.
Here's
but.
Another one. Ready?
Somebody's. That's Anthony Kiedis for Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Wrong.
Shit.
No, Lila, you can get it.
Somebody's high. Oh, I got it. Weezer.
Yeah.
Say it in so. Very nice wow. one.
It is too good. I can't. No one can. No one can compete with that.
Tim just checked it out.
Yeah, I was going to say.
So fun.
Okay, let me do one more. Check this one out, Lila. Lila, check if you can get this one.
Holy shit. I ran my
mouth off a bit. Oh, that's Modest Mouse.
Oh, that's a Pixies,
Float On.
Right?
Float On
no,
by Modest
on.
Mouse.
Vic got it.
Wow.
Oh, my God. Sorry, guys.
Who knows fucking Modest Mouse by the listening?
Vic Berger does.
Wow.
You know all
I know,
of
you know
songs.
All of it.
I mean, this is like mathematically
I know them all,
impossible.
But not from 1 second. My brain is dumb like that. I can't answer it. Like, that's how nerds get you. They're like, you didn't know it within 0.5 seconds? You're stupid.
How about this one?
If I leave here tomorrow,
ooh,
Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Very nice.
Freebird.
You got it.
Very
okay,
good.
Here's one more.
Freebird.
Another I want to say it's Queen.
Another submarine. If that's another the Beatles suburban. Song, Another Submarine.
You'll get it at that note. Listen.
Another Suburban.
Oh, I know this one too.
Trying to pick what era it is.
I don't know any
90s.
Of this shit.
Another
Suburban. 80s.
Is it Peter Cetera?
No.
Another Suburban Family
Man. Oh my God, Sting. It's the Police.
The Police.
It's King of Pain.
Can you show this clip I sent?
That's a good one.
Synchronicity.
Nice one.
Synchronicity.
Do you believe the Sting sweater stories?
Oh my God!
Okay, well, this is,
what was
the,
about
the setup
what are we looking at here, T?
So this is just—it's a great concert. It's Bob with the Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers as his band.
Oh yeah.
And I just clipped this out. This little the phrasing choices he makes, or just sort of like it's just so strange because it's like a Rolling Stone. It's just a little 20-second clip of it. Ready? This one.
My God.
I know how you're gonna get used to it.
That's insane.
You know what I love too is Bob was like feeling. Bob was apparently feeling very threatened by Bruce Springsteen at this period, like in the early 80s. And so he's like, I'm gonna get ripped and I'm gonna wear a leather vest.
Well, come on!
I'm going to be American Icon. I'm going to be a working class hero.
Did you guys get this one?
Oh my God. L. Ron Hubbard. Thank you for listening.
Looks good.
Jeez.
All right, Lila.
Vic wins with 15 points.
Holy shit.
Tim and Seth with 4, Lila.
Quick speed run. Ready?
If you like to...
Oh, that's that's Motorhead.
Oh wow!
That's
holy shit!
The hell's the name of
you're
it?
Amazing!
Finally found something good. Vic's good at.
Come on!
Oh, oh Jelly, I'm your man. Love you that. Win some, lose some, but you listen to me.
That's that Ace of Spades, or
yeah, the Ace of Spades. Yeah. You got it. Okay, one more.
Oh, that's
what's it called? The Misfits.
Danzig.
Tim got it.
Oh, yeah.
See,
yeah.
I know stuff. I'm smart.
Something to say.
Not like everybody says.
I killed the baby today. Doesn't
matter much to me as long as he's dead. He's a crooner.
I got something to say.
I was expecting like more traditional definition of crooning.
Yeah.
I know. But I... Listen,
that's fine, but
Tim came up with the title, so
these are
crooners. Yeah,
that we didn't want to call name that tune. Yeah. So
he's definitely
a
crooner. Not all these are crooners. Yeah. How about this? Okay,
name
one more,
croon.
Just because I grabbed it. Check this out.
Captain Pierce is a fireman.
Oh, that's a classic.
Wait, what?
Matt knows it right away.
Captain Pierce is a fireman. Richmond engine number 3. I'll
be Primus. That's Winona's. Or my name is Mud.
Almost.
Stuck in his crawl that made him retire at the age of 65.
All right, what are we doing?
Which one is that?
Jerry was a race car. Congrats,
right.
Vic.
All right.
Vic, 18, you win a mug.
Whew. Here you go, Vic.
Oh, shit.
You got a trophy.
Oh, I got a trophy. Oh, look at that. Thank you, guys.
Everybody gets a trophy.
Everybody gets a trophy.
All right, folks. Well, let's take... Thank you, Lila. You're a pleasure to have on the show.
Yes.
Love that energy. Let's take one more call and then we'll take a little breaky here. Ooh, a breaky? I don't like the sound.
Where are we?
By the way,
what's going on here?
A little promo here because I proudly have to say the Absolutely production company produced the new, you know I love him, John Early. His special coming to HBO.
Oh.
Holy moly, this stuff. This is a beautiful thing. This is an hour of beauty from John. And boy, there it is up there in the front. Executive producer, Tim Heidecker.
Wow, very good.
But I don't know when that's coming out, but soon.
And as an executive producer, what did you do?
Established a brand over many years that is responsible for originality, content that...
did you ever see the project?
Is that in the executive suite?
You know what?
That's being honest. I'll tell you, we do that. Supposed to be as an adult man.
The company's respected by artists. And how was that respect created? Through years and years of the hard work that Dave, Eric, and I put into the company.
Knock, knock, knock.
So when John's looking for a place to do the show and help put the show together, he knows where to go. So that's what that's how I contributed. I'm not going to muck into his special. I'm not going to be like, do this, do that.
Absolutely.
Leave me out of that part of the process. All right.
Your chicken on the hotline real quick.
Oh, that would be lovely.
720, you're live on the air on the hotline.
Yes, Tim.
Now, quiet from the goon gallery back there. So I can hear the damn guy.
Why am I dropping so
boys, how
you have
doing?
A mega echo going.
Who's there, you boy? Son of a bitch? Where are you calling from? Like I know the area code.
Boys, how we doing? It's Mountain Boy. You remember me?
Yeah, Mountain
Hello,
Boy.
Hello, everybody.
What's going on, Mountain Boy?
I what prefer Cave Boy.
Checking in on you guys. How's the trip in Europe going? I hear you guys are in Spain. You're in Norway. You're in Italy. How's the trip over there?
We're back in Glendale now, friend. Why don't you catch up?
You guys are back already?
Yeah, where do you think I am? Are you watching the show?
Of course I'm watching the show. You guys not doing this through the cloud? Thought you guys were doing this through the cloud.
Oh, no, no.
From Italy.
This guy's in the clouds.
Yeah, you're in the clouds, man. You're in the clouds of
pot
420 dust.
He's a week early for 420, this guy.
But let me say, to answer your question in the past tense, I want to send sincere thanks and love and appreciation to everybody that came out to the Two Tims tour in
Smoke weed.
UK and Europe. And people get on my case for saying UK and Europe. And I get it. It's confusing. But I'll just say Europe.
They
but
Brexited.
They Brexited. So you know what? You're not in Europe anymore.
Right.
Dale. I don't know. And people go to me, how was it? Was it different? Was it, were the crowds different? I go, to be honest with you, no. I could have, it looked like I was playing for Chicago everywhere I went. Like, same cool kids, couple of olds.
This is like woke central.
And it was, they got all the jokes. The Brits got the jokes more than the Americans did. They were right on top. And people were singing along and dancing and just thunderous applause at different points of the show.
A cunt.
And the good news is we all came back still very close as a unit, wouldn't you say?
Oh, yeah. There's not closer.
There was no discord that there would have been if it was an office hours tour.
Fucking cunt!
Why would there be Discord as an office hours?
Because we're on Discord now.
Oh yes.
No. No, I'm just kidding, Doug. Of course, I'm just looking for laughs wherever I can find them. But
I don't know how to stop it.
But we're
burn is just going back and forth.
The BPM is set to like 10.
The good news is I don't want to hear about the fucking BPMs.
TBS. Very funny.
I think I got it working now.
Everybody came back happy and healthy. Yeah. And nobody got hurt.
Yeah.
No major damage to anybody.
Yeah. No. Tim is like, he made sure we were okay. He got us a nice massage.
Anyone break any strings?
Well, let me get back to you on the massage because I have an update on the massage.
Massage. Where's those massage drops?
Yes, I did provide a massage for the gang in Dublin. An Irish massage. Yes. You ever have an Irish massage? They use Irish spring soap. They carve a little bit off.
Massages.
Remember, Doug, when they used to carve a little bit?
I love the
He cut like a fresh slice out of that soap. That's how you can smell it a little.
Yeah, he sniffed.
Why couldn't you just smell the soap?
Yeah, I don't know why he had to cut a little slice out of it.
Carve a little bit off.
It doesn't change anything.
So you got a shallow tissue Irish massage.
I got a Guinness infused Irish massage.
They pour a little fresh Guinness on your back and then you kind of work in it with some Irish spring.
I have to say the Guinness tastes exactly the same there. Everyone was always telling me like,
it tastes like
shit.
You
go to Dublin, yeah, it's fine.
I don't like fucking Guinness.
They keep it at the right temperature, which maybe is a little warmer than an ice cold beer.
Maybe it's that. But
all right, we're going to take a break. Matt, what do people need to know about this break? And
we're moving channels. So you gotta go to youtube.com/officehourslive.
I let Matt speak.
Jesus, I just ignore it. You gotta go to youtube.com/officehourslive right now. Everybody who subscribes to that channel, doesn't cost you a thing. You'll get the full show this week for replays. Just subscribe, and you can watch it live. Head over there now.
But
we still love you, Tim Heidecker channel.
People can also go to patreon.com/officehourslive. That's the better deal.
That's what you really got to do for today.
All right, back in five, ladies and gentlemen, with more of the Trinity getting under each other's skin. More tales, more stories of massage. I have a big reveal coming regarding massage.
Massage in the direction from top to bottom. Massage. 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 Massage.
This is comedian Jerry Seinfeld. Here to let you know there's more of this episode waiting for you at patreon.com/officehourslive. Get over there to find out what the deal is with all of the bonus content, merch store discounts, and much more. Become the master of your domain by subscribing to the Patreon today.